I'm broadcasting to you live on CITR 101.9 FM at UBC, which broadcasts across the unceded, traditional, and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. Hope you enjoy the show.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it, just name it. Ready? One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
What?
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
You're listening to Songs with Friends.
What I want.
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Songs of Friends. I'm your host, Daniel. And today we have a very special friend. It wouldn't be Songs of Friends if the friends weren't special. This friend is a lovely person that I've gotten to meet recently. They're amazing. They have a love for music. And maybe I'll just let them introduce themselves.
Hello, I am Molly. I'm so happy to be here today with Daniel. I snagged this spot about a month ago when Daniel started the show, and I thought, I really want to be on this.
Yes.
And this was the soonest spot I could get because he's booked and busy. So I'm so excited to be here today.
I'm so excited to have you. How has your day been?
It's great. It's been a good week. We're finishing off classes, off assignments, but the end is near, and it's been a crazy term. But I'm just excited for it all to be coming to a close. Summer's going to be great. I'm very excited.
It's going to be great.
Daniel's birthday is this weekend, which sure is going to be so much fun. I mean, I don't need an excuse to have a good time, but we will be having a good time.
You're too sweet. And thank you for bringing such an eclectic mix of songs for us today.
Oh, of course.
I want to make sure you have time to play everything you want and say everything you want. So do you want to tell us a little bit about the first song? Should we play it first? What are you feeling?
For sure. The first one that I believe is on the list is Simulation Swarm. And
yes.
When Daniel told me to just come here with a few songs ready, this was the first one I thought about. So why don't we let it play, and then I can give some thoughts on it after.
That sounds great. Here is Simulation Swarm by Big Thief from their album Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You. Enjoy.
Tell you, I didn't know where to stay. You believe she can see through, cutting at the silent clay. A relief, back in deep blue, fettered in the magnet sun. Eat the gun as it feeds you, spitting up the oxygen once again. Shadows on the moonlit floor, on my stars, winged creatures, gathering in silken height, like the last human teachers. Once again, we must play new, even as the hours shake, crystal blood, like a dream true, a ripple in the wound and wake. You believe, I believe too, that you are the river of light, who I love, that I cling to, in the belly of the empty night. Simulation swarm with a drone of fluorescence, flicker, fever, fail the form with a warm dash. Now I want to touch like we never could before. I'd fly to you tomorrow. I'm not fighting in this war. I want to drop my arms and take your arms and walk you to the shore. Angel. much like we never could before. I'd fly to you tomorrow. I'm not fighting in this war. I wanna drop my arms and take your arms and walk you to the shore. I'd fly to you tomorrow. I'm not fighting in this war. I wanna drop my arms and take your arms.
A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information. The 22nd edition of DOXA Documentary Film Festival returns May 4th to 14th, 2023. This year, DOXA is once again returning to local theaters. CITR and Discorder Magazine are a proud partner of Ma Saigon, a feature-length documentary by Montreal-based filmmaker Kwa Le that constructs a dynamic ode to Saigon's queer and trans communities through a series of intimate character portraits. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there.
Hello.
Hello.
You're listening to Songs of Friends with Molly today. So the song that you just heard was Simulation Swarm by Big Thief. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that song and what it means to you, Molly?
Yes, for sure. So I would say the past year I've got really into Big Thief. They were not always my favorite, but
why?
I don't know. I had an aversion to them, like during COVID. I would just hear their most recent album at the time, and I'm like, their sound kind of annoyed me, which I'm shameful to say now.
And it was a separate album, not like...
It was their UFFO, I believe. It was the most recent album at the time. And I remember like certain songs on it, even now it's not my favorite, but like their sound for some reason annoyed me, but it's definitely a sound that has grown on me. And I think Adrian Lanker as a singer-songwriter is, in my humble opinion, one of like the coolest minds coming up in the indie songwriting space right now. I think she has an amazing power with writing lyrics.
What do you think makes her lyrics so...
I don't know. I'm a big, like, watching interview and learning the meaning behind songs person.
A behind the lyrics
moment. And there's an interview that Big Thief did after the release of their most recent album, Dragon Newmore Mountain, I Believe in You. And it's like a 50-minute interview. They play songs. And one of the questions Adrian was asked about the meaning of the song Simulation Swarm, and her answer, she first of all started off by just saying the lyrics in like spoken word, which is crazy to hear her say that. And the way she described the lyrics is kind of when she writes songs, some of the lyrics, the meaning behind them, she doesn't even know when she's writing them, but they kind of reveal to her over time.
They just like spill out and they make like and emotional this is, sense.
Yeah. And she describes this. This is definitely one of her like wordier songs. And you can like if you listen and read the lyrics, it's very wordy and it has these strange riddles that you don't even really understand. Like 31st floor of the simulation swarm, she describes as not even knowing why the 31st floor is the floor of choice.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a really cool song. And she described writing it during COVID and just the feeling of isolation she had. And I don't know. It's lyrically, it's really cool. I think there's a bunch of different little lyrics that I like to pick and choose. Like Shadows on the Moonlit Floor is a fun one. I'm just reading the lyrics right now.
No, read away.
You believe, I believe too.
We support reading here at Songs of Friends.
You believe, I believe too, that you are the river of light. Like, that is so beautiful. It's
that
insane.
Is beautiful.
So, and I just love the song.
Fair enough. I feel like when I listen to music, I'm more of just like a production melody person. Mm-hmm. And it's only been like very recently where I've been like, let me see what the artist is actually saying.
Yeah.
And would you say you're more of like a, like the lyrics are what jump out to you first, or is it
It's interesting. It's recently I've had a lot of discussions with like multiple different people who love music about how you are either like a rhythm or a lyric person, or you're predominantly one or the other. Mm-hmm. I would say I'm definitely lyrics.
Okay.
There's an exception of like sometimes like there's a Krangbin song you're going to hear later.
Yes.
And Krangbin is majority just like funky groovy beats.
Yeah.
So I do love a funky groovy beat, but I think when I'm like listening to new music, what will get me first is if I hear a really cool lyrical passage.
Okay.
So I'm definitely more a lyric person, or at least in this stage of my life.
Okay.
I think this can ebb and flow.
Very fair. Yeah. In that vein then, I want to ask you a little bit about the next song before we play it, because I mean, maybe I'll let you introduce it and we can talk about
lyrics. For sure. That would be Hot Wind Blows, I believe.
Yes.
This is a jump. When I was thinking of all the songs that I wanted to play today, I was like, I want to get a different vibe from all the different areas of my music library. And this is a very different vibe. This is off Tyler the Creator's most recent album, Call Me If You Get Lost.
Great album.
And it is. And when this album was released in the summer of 2021, I remember I was back at my home in Ontario at the time, and I was sitting out like by the pool at my childhood home, like just on a chair in the middle of the night, because it released at like midnight, and I listened
Eastern
to the
time.
Exactly Eastern Eastern Standard Time in Ontario.
Yeah.
And I just listened to the duration of the album, kind of just like closed my eyes and sat back and let it all sink in, which I love to do if I can. And when this song came on, it was my favorite upon first listen. It's my favorite now.
Wow.
I think Lil Wayne's verse is
so good.
It's so good. I love, I don't know, it's a really awesome album, but this to this day, it's only 2 minutes and 30 seconds, but it's so fun. This is just very summer to me. It makes me want to get up and jump around.
Do you know why this song stands out the most to you? Is it just like the lyrics? Is it the beat? Or is it just everything?
I think it's genuinely Lil Wayne's verse. Like,
that's
I think
fair.
The first time I heard this album through, as soon as that verse came on, I was like, this is crazy. I can't believe that just happened. And I don't know. It's just the album in general, the themes of the album are very decadent. It's about him like traveling through Europe with like trunks and like beautiful clothes and beautiful places in Geneva and like Switzerland and all these beautiful places. And this is just such a decadent song.
I love your use of the word decadent and your vocabulary in general is one thing I love about Molly for everyone listening.
Like, I love a big word.
Every time you love a big word, like the dictionary app is very much downloaded and saved on her phone. And I feel like every time I interact with you, and it's usually at least like once a day or once every other day.
If it's a good day, it's got to be once a day.
Exactly. If it's a good day, it's got to be once a day. I feel like I always walk away being like, oh,
a new
they
word.
Pulled out a new word for me to like add into my personal dictionary. So let's see what Tyler the Creator and Lil Wayne have to say. This is Hot Wind Blows by Tyler and Lil Wayne off the album Call Me If You Get Lost. Hope you enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just landed in Geneva. Yeah, that's in Switzerland. We're on a yacht. A young lady just fed me French vanilla ice cream. We all got our toes out, too. Call me when you get lost.
I'ma travel the globe, you keep the block hot, driver. Open the door for me, my hair hurt, find us. We playing hide and seek with the passports. Where the fuck we at? Oh, the pilot gotta remind us, yeah. The luggage is piling, I need a clothes to wear. So many stinky sit in my wallet, look like a folding chair. The Cartier so light on my body, thought I floated here. We boated here, it's Tunchi and Tyler, but call me Baudelaire, yeah. Out in Switzerland, travel with my bitch, she gave me kissing dog. I love when she let me rub her like Michelin. 100 grand to sleep on a bird, the wings are whistling like, man, they ain't listening. We cross the line like immigrants and benefit from it. Keep on stunting on these niggas, make them sick to their stomach, man. Y'all don't understand. Fish so fresh that you can taste the same. Yeah, we getting lost, but we know who we aim. Bada, 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 sun, sun, sun. Treat that last part like you niggas ain't saying nothing. Yeah.
You see these excursions right here? Just too lavish to post on the gram.
Gangsta, crazy.
Excuse me, pardon me. The wind, it blows so hard to me like Mother Nature arguing about some baby father beeping. I'm stuck in the middle of the sandwich like slaughter me. Got my middle fingers to the cameras, that's recording me from y'all to me. Brrr. Stop calling me unless you're ordering. I'm on the beach, I got my feet out. And I stay on my feet, the corner beat, I'm on a deep route. Just throw the ball at me, thought all this lean would have me see now. I guess they see now that's touchdown. Catch a beat down like I catch touchdowns. I fuck around and slow the beat down and take the drums out. The speed of my blunts agreed, I'ma eat my own flow. And I'm in need of a flaw, I'ma eat me a rapper, I might as well eat me a hoe.
Oh.
I'm hot as hell when the weather is freezing the cold. As a devil, a demon, and ghost. I'ma get even some more. It's too late to even get low. Bye, whoop gang, that's what I need you to know. Moonlight, Weezy the goat. The wind beneath my wings, desert eagle underneath my coat. Yeah, moolah. Bitch.
Hard week.
You see, we just over here admiring the view of the mountains from the lake. Of course. Y'all know it's Wolf Haley, man. Stop fucking playing.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Songs of Friends, CITR 101.9 FM. Today is Songs with Molly. The Ooh. Song you just heard was...
Hot Wind Blows, featuring Lil Wayne.
Exactly.
Little Wayne.
The littlest Wayne.
The littlest of the Waynes.
Molly and I were both at the concert for the show. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
How was your concert experience?
It was awesome. It was great. I mean, I think of all of Tyler's albums, for me at least, this is like the most comprehensive of all of his different styles.
I agree.
Which I think is what I like most about it, because all of his different projects I like for different reasons. But for me, this really combined all of them. Like, I feel like with Hot Wind Blows, that's definitely a very distinct part of his style. But then you also get songs like Sweet, I Thought You Wanted to Dance, which is a completely different, like, Igor-ish melody, almost. So I really love the album. It was a great show. Turns out Daniel and I, after talking, we were probably like 20 people away from each other in the GA pit. I loved the show. I will say the crowd.
Quite juvenile.
It was juvenile. And I was right at the barricade because we know I'm going to fight for my life for a GA show, especially if I love the artist. So I was right at the barricade, that is for sure. But the way this show kind of worked was he had A stage, which was like the front, and then he had this B stage, like little island near the back of the GA pit, and this boat down the middle that went on a runway. It was crazy. It was crazy staging.
Probably my favorite stage design,
honestly,
as of late, too.
And it went so cohesively with the theme of the album that I was like, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
But it made for a kind of hellish experience when you were actually in the pit, because I was right against the barricade on like the right side. So when he went to the B stage, which was like a long, long way away from A stage when you're in the pit, I got crushed up against that barricade. And like, I could tell some of the people that were going to the show had maybe never gone to a GA show before, especially of this magnitude.
You could smell the Axe deodorant. Like,
you could smell
very
the Axe deodorant.
Attendees.
The security guards like ran out of water after the first of three openers. And I was like, this is not going to work. Because I was waiting outside in line before this. So I need some water. My throat's on fire. And we're like,
I need some water. Different artists, but sorry.
We're like 3 hours from when Tyler's going to come on. We're out of water, guys. Like, this is not good.
Yeah.
But the show was incredible. I danced. I screamed.
I think it was one of my favorite like concert experiences.
I would agree.
The only one that rivals it is like another artist that you have that I won't spoil yet we'll get into. But should we talk about the next song?
Yeah, for sure. What is that next song? Ooh, Bon Iver.
Yes,
so this, again, we're going to hot vibes really quick again.
Eclectic. They're all eclectic.
Indeed. This is one of my, I think, all-time favorite Bon Iver songs. I got really into Bon Iver over COVID, especially the term that I was at home, so September of 2020, because I started university online. And this song in particular, was like a weird comfort song. I don't know why. I just remember it being like, I hate online school, and listening to the song and being like, it's okay. It's pretty. And this album in general is so good. It's I, by Bon Iver. He's got crazy names in this album. But I don't know. Bon Iver, really cool artist. Have not seen him live. Need to see him live. And of all his songs, I think this is just my favorite.
Do you know why?
It's when we're talking about lyrics and rhythm, I think Bon Iver is definitely more rhythms, because most of his lyrics are very like distorted, so you can't really tell what he's saying.
Yeah.
But the song's called Faith, and I don't know, it's I like that song name.
Okay.
Just like having faith.
Yeah.
I don't know in what, but I don't know. It's a very uplifting beat. A, uplifting tune.
Okay, I don't know if I've heard this. I feel like I maybe very passively listened to this album, so I'm excited to
hear
it.
This is also a very good album. Again. I have it on vinyl, and it's like got a beautiful book in it, and I don't know, all of Bon Iver's like physical production of like all his different albums are so cool, and this is definitely one of the really good ones. So,
what would you say you like about Bon Iver? Because we've listened to like Big Thief, we've listened to Tyler and Lil Wayne. I'm trying to see if there's any kind of like thorough line or if they're like completely different reasons.
I don't know. With Bon Iver, I think he just has such cool production and a very distinct sound. And for some reason, his production, like in the way he composes music, like evokes an emotion out of me. It's I don't know, it just Bon Iver's music makes me feel a very certain way, and I don't know why.
No, I get it. I feel like, because for me, I mean, we were talking about like maybe what jumps out to us first, and I feel like for Bon Iver, for me, with like the limited areas of his discography I've heard, it's very much like his melodies and harmonies.
Yeah.
Because he has such like a robotic kind of like voice, but it's also so emotional, like you said.
Yeah.
At least for me, it kind of like evokes that emotion.
And each of his albums is very different, and they're not really similar in the way that I don't think I normally gravitate towards some of his like robotic electronic vibe, but he does it in such a way that I'm like, this is so cool. And for some reason, the lyrics that you can understand, I'm like, that hit. That's great.
That hit. Okay. Let's hope this one hits. This is Faith by Bon Iver from his album I. Hope you enjoy.
Shattered in history, shattered in pain. Oh, in the lengths that I stay up late, but brought to my space the wonderful things I've learned to waste. I should have known. If you come to know a faithful God, time and again. I want to.
second show added. MRG Live presents Haley Hendricks at the Biltmore Cabaret on April 19th. Haley Hendricks is a rising star in the indie folk scene. Her unique voice and intricate guitar playing will leave you spellbound. Don't miss the chance to see Haley Hendricks perform live at the Biltmore Cabaret. Tickets available at admitone.com.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite. Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is Songs of Friends on CITR 101.9 FM. Today's episode is Songs with Molly. The song you just heard was Faith by Bon Iver from his album, I, no idea what that means. Molly and I were talking.
He's very cryptic.
He's very cryptic, a cryptic king for sure.
And it's difficult to like navigate I as well as his other album, 22 Million.
Yeah.
Because all the song names are like, for example, 21 Moonwater or 8 Circle or Consider, We, Hey Ma, or You Man Like. Like, how am I supposed to remember that, like, let alone that tell
mean?
A friend about it?
Yeah. Is Moonwater like that, like, thing where you put out like a glass of water on a full moon and it and people think it gives you some kind of like healing powers?
I don't
or
know, but I love that.
I feel like I've heard like a very like pseudo scientific
I'm obsessed
explanation
with that. I will be
water.
Doing that next time I see a full moon.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's Bon Iver's message to us.
Thank
you, King. So I have a question for you.
Yes.
How would you describe your music taste? Because we've heard like some pretty different songs throughout. I'd say like Simulation Swarm and Faith have like some similar aspects, but for the most part, very different. So if you were to like describe your music taste in a sentence, like what would that sentence be?
Oh my gosh. I just don't know if I could.
Okay. Maybe I'll ask you another question then.
I would say all over the place if it's one sentence.
Okay. All over the place.
Like I don't think you'd be able to guess what I like based off of like a list of 10 songs.
Okay.
That I were like, if that makes sense. Like, if I were to give you 10 songs that I like, I think it would be so confusing that you couldn't guess like 5 more songs
what it
that
is.
I would like. Yeah.
Would you say there's like one, other than like it's good, would you say there's like one aspect in all the songs you love that's like similar? Is it like you can tell that there was a lot of like creativity, or is it like the lyrics?
Mm-hmm. I would say I like a song that I can tell there's a story behind or like a meaning behind.
Okay, so like some intent.
Yeah, and I think that's why I gravitate so much towards lyrics, is that kind of like spells out that there definitely is a story behind the song.
Yeah.
You don't always know what the lyrics mean, but there definitely is a story there.
There's a vibe being curated.
Yeah.
Okay. And would you say your music taste is like been pretty consistent since you started getting like more into music, or like how did it develop
for you? Oh my
goodness.
We'd have to go back to my dad. My dad raised me on Peter Gabriel and the Beatles, I can tell you that much. And
Bad choices.
No, I would accredit a lot of my love for music, my appreciation for concerts, and just like dedication towards like seeing music as like a great art form to my dad.
Yeah.
Because he took me to concerts at like 7 years old. Like I went to a Peter Gabriel concert in the Molson Amphitheater. I think it's now the Budweiser Stage in Toronto.
Oh, wow.
With my dad when I was, I'm going to guess 7 or 8, but I could be wrong. And it was with my sisters, and it was the best night of my life.
Because I was about to ask, like, you strike me as, like, quite a live music fan, especially because of Molly and Sam's show, Back to the Garden, Fridays at 10 to 11 Pacific.
Thank you for the plug.
Of course. But, yeah, you strike me as someone who really loves live music. So I was going to ask if there was
that
a history behind that.
That is directly from my dad. My dad had the privilege of, I think, working alongside the production of a lot of live music.
Oh, okay.
In
wow.
his day, he used to produce for, I think, CBC, and he'd do like the Juno Awards and stuff like that. Not to name drop my dad, but my dad's an incredible
awesome.
Guy. And I
shout
think,
out Molly's dad.
Shout out John Nichols. I've shouted him out on air before, and I will continue to.
Yeah, as you should.
But I think he raised me with an emphasis that I better appreciate the Beatles and Peter Gabriel and Pink Floyd and stuff like that. Like, those are three bands that really remind me of my dad and I still love to this day. And I think I definitely still love them, but I also love, like, Beach House.
Yeah.
And, like, Tyler, the Creator and Big Thief. And so there's no consistency. Like, I'm looking through artists I have added on Spotify right now. Like, there's Frank Ocean, Claro, Vampire Weekend, The Beatles, Bon Iver, Loving, Adrian Lenker, Andy
You could
Shaw.
Fill up the Pollen playlist, essentially,
yeah,
on Spotify. And I was going to ask, do you know if there was, like, a time when you started kind of, not, like, drifting away from, but you were like, okay, I have what my dad's put me onto, mm-hmm, and it's like, oh, I like this, and this is, like, Molly's taste specifically,
yeah,
developing.
I think in late elementary school, going into early high school, him and I had a lot of similar artists. Like,
okay,
him and I loved Vampire Weekend together when I first discovered him, and he's like, that's a cool band. And then I think just in high school, I just started to explore more artists that I would be individually interested in. And
yeah,
I think a lot of my music taste was influenced by the very cool group of friends I had in high school who I kind of met because we both were like, we like Lorde. And I mean, Lorde's a pretty popular artist.
Yeah.
But at the time I was like, ooh, I'm from a small town. So
yeah, they don't be listening to Lorde.
They do not be listening to Lorde. I don't know. And I feel like my friends in high school definitely introduced me to a lot and we were able to bond over finding out a lot about new artists.
Yeah.
But in general, it's very much all over the place. Like, I think I'm closest with friends in my life who I can relate to by having, like, a lot of music interests in common. But I do not, like, each friend, I don't have everything in common with them, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I think of the fact that, like, shout out Allison. My friend Allison and I bonded over really loving Phoebe Bridgers at first, but Allison and I don't like all the same artists, as well as, like, Sam, who I host a radio show with. Him and I have so many artists in common, but at the same time, like, our music tastes are still not identical, and I think that's just the nature of, like,
yeah,
everyone being their own person. But I've never met, like, someone who has a copy and paste music taste of to me, and I think that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Cause,
it makes,
I mean,
for a fun Venn diagram.
It's a fun time. And I also am just very inconsistent.
That's very fair. It's very fair.
It's based on the vibes of season, the mood.
The mood, yeah, exactly. So why don't we take another left turn and tell us what the next song, because it is, quite different.
Groovy land. We're going to Krangbin land. So we won't forget off
Mordecai.
I have immense trouble pronouncing Krangbin.
That's fair. And I also blame them because the origins of the name Krangbin don't really, like,
I don't even know if I'm saying, is it Krangbin?
I believe it's Krangbin.
I believe you.
Thank you. I have a story about Krangbin, but we'll play the song first. And I don't want to talk too much because it's your episode.
Oh my
gosh.
But I want to hear the story. So
okay,
let's hear it.
Let's hear it. Here's So We Won't Forget by Krangbin. Hope you enjoy it. Hello.
Hello.
You just heard So We Won't Forget by Krangbin. The jury is still out on the exact pronunciation. But that was from their album Mordecai. Tell me a little bit about why you like this one specifically. Because it's A, like a newer Krangbin song.
Yes.
And B, it's one of their only songs with like intelligible lyrics.
I don't know. This is just, I got into Krangbin, whatever.
This band.
this band. I kind of got into them. My fatal flaw is that I hadn't known about them for a while. Like, I really just started listening to them this summer. And I think the fact that they came to Vancouver and I didn't go, which I am forever so sad about.
They'll be back.
They'll be back. But I kind of got into them around that time. And I had it was my first summer out here in Vancouver and just like a really beautiful summer. And I feel like this album and their sound and just the vibe that they give me is very much my previous summer and just summer in general.
It's euphoric.
And I listened to a lot of them my first time going to Tofino when my roommate had come back from Ontario and moved in near the end of the summer. Her and I took a trip out to Tofino and it was a lot of Krangbin.
A lot of Krangbin. Do you have any specific memories from that trip that you were like?
A lot of fun ones. Her and I described that. That's one of our most cherished times in the past little bit. I'm like, Michaela, we need to go back to Tofino because it was just so much fun.
Yeah.
It was both of our, I don't know if it was her first time. I think it is.
Okay.
And I drove us out there. I had just got a car here and it was fun times. It felt like I was on my first little adult road trip on Vancouver Island. And this definitely reminds me of that. I mean, it's a Tofino vibe. That goes without saying. And I don't know. The lyrics, it's just a fun, a floaty song. I feel like I'm floating. It's fun.
That's fair. And it's funny you kind of have such strong memories of togetherness and friendship with it.
Yeah.
Because not to rub your face.
Oh, please
do. Not to rub
it
in your face. But the Krangbin concert that I went to in the summer, literally, I think, if not the best concert experience I've ever had, easily one of the best. Yeah. I was in Toronto. It was outside. I Trust opened.
So I know Men I Trust opened for the one here. And my friend Tessa was like, I had seen Men I Trust with her.
Yeah.
A few weeks prior, she's like, Men I Trust is opening for this band, Krangbin. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, but sure, I'll come. And then I just completely forgot. It was the end of my work week. And I was like, shoot. Oh, Tessa's there right now. I should have put this in my calendar and got tickets. That would have been crazy.
Yeah, it was a crazy, it was
a sunny day?
Let me paint the vibe for you.
Oh, please do.
So it's a sunny day. Sunset has hit. Men I Trust is performing. There's lots of smells of different smokable substances in the air.
Substances are around for sure.
But just good vibes. Think just the chillest people of the greater Toronto area have gathered.
That's lovely.
Krangbin comes on. It's sunset. The sky is pink. They have a disco ball set up.
I've seen photos. That disco ball looks bigger than my bedroom.
It was the largest disco ball I've ever seen in my life. It was ridiculously huge. And the point I was getting at was, other than that it was just a great concert, was the vibe was so community based. They had a thing near the beginning or maybe a little bit into the set where they're and also just to add some context, this was one of the first or maybe the first concert I went to by myself. I walked there from my apartment. I fully went by myself. And they were turn to the person to your left and the person to the right and introduce yourself.
Oh.
So I met people at the concert.
That's
just
so lovely.
Yeah, just out of the blue.
Oh my goodness.
It was such a wholesome experience. So I really hope you do get to go.
I do too.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my favorite things, the majority of the concerts I do go to is with a pal.
Yeah.
But I love, especially in GA concerts, I feel like that's kind of the only time where this happens is making friends with people in line. And making friends with people that you're around in the pit zone.
Yeah.
And that would be so lovely.
Yeah.
In the summer at Krangbin.
Did you see the next artist that we have up? Did you see them in concert?
Would this be Phoebe Bridgers?
This would be.
Yes, I have. And I mean, Phoebe's an obvious choice for me.
Why?
I feel like oftentimes in my little queer echo chamber of friends and community here in Vancouver, I forget that Phoebe is not Does she top the charts? I don't really know. In my head, Phoebe Bridgers has become this like the super.
She seems like a pop star.
She seems like a pop star in my head, but then again, like I always talk about the fact that like I really just do live in an echo chamber with like all of my friends that have very similar interests and speak the same and wear the same clothes and et cetera.
I feel like you're probably at least kind of right though. Like I feel like in the scene she occupies, she's probably like one of the faces of
it. Yes, and I've loved Phoebe for quite a while since her first album, Stranger in the Alps, came out. And this album came out during COVID times. Yes, it did. 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And great album. But this song of all of them, I mean, Phoebe's music, I know it's sad music, but I've kind of always been able to like remove the sadness from it and just look at it as like really beautiful music that I like connect to a lot of the friends I had in high school and a lot of the friends I have now. And this song in particular is one of her less sad ones, I think. And one of the lyrics says, I have everything I want, or I got everything I wanted. And I feel like it's at the very end, and it's like such a beautiful, I don't know, I feel like my life right now, it does feel like the end of the song of like, I got everything I wanted. Not to sound corny, but I feel like life.
This is like the show for like corny, wholesome little interludes.
So I don't know. That lyric has always stuck out to me in that, like, I didn't know my life would turn out as it has right now in Vancouver at UBC, about to have a great summer. But everything has just fallen into place so beautifully. And oftentimes I think, I don't know, this song's like a great little...
I love that.
A happy Phoebe moment.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you're able to feel that way towards this song and just life in general. Hope everyone listening can as well.
Yeah.
Here's Garden Song by Phoebe Bridgers.
Beautiful.
Hope you enjoy.
Up on the hill, and when your skinhead neighbor goes missing, I'll plant a garden in the yard. Then they're gluing roses on a flatbed. You should see it. I mean thousands. I grew up here till it all went up in flames, except the notches in the door frame. I don't know when you got taller. See our reflection in the water. Off a bridge at the Huntington. I hopped the fence when I was 17. Then I knew what I wanted. And when I grow up, I'm gonna look up from my phone and see my life. And it's gonna be just like my recurring dream. I'm at the movies, I don't remember what I'm seeing. The screen turns into a tidal wave. Then it's a dorm room like a hedge maze. And when I find you, you touch my leg and I insist. But I before we do it, I don't know how, but I'm taller. It must be something in the water. Everything's growing in our garden. You don't have to know that it's haunted. The doctor put her hands over my liver. She told me my resentment's getting smaller. No, I'm not afraid of hard work. I get everything I want. I have everything.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
You're listening to Songs of Friends on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Songs of Friends. This episode's called Songs with Molly. The song you just heard was Garden Song by Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah, it was.
And you were saying it represents like a very happy time in your life. And I get it. Like, I feel like up until recently, to be very honest, I feel like Phoebe Bridgers, I just didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's,
I was
that's
like,
honestly so fair.
Yeah.
Because it is, I think she is marketed as like music for sad. And I mean, she herself says music for sad.
Yeah.
But for me, I don't know. It's, I think if you discover her when you're going through stuff, it's destined to be a sad vibe. But
yeah.
I she was just someone I bonded with one of my good friends in high school. And ever since then, it's had a connotation of like something I bond with friends over instead of like sad music.
Yeah. Which is why, sorry, go ahead.
And especially this song, I do want to find the lyric. It's at the very end, her saying, I get everything I want. I have everything I wanted. Like, this is just a very, I think this song represents like her journey to like getting better or getting happier.
Yeah.
And I get everything I want. I have everything I wanted. Before that, she says, no, I'm not afraid of hard work. Like, I feel like that, again, it's corny, but I'm here.
Yeah.
And stuff's great. I'll
be
honest.
It's reflective. Yeah. I mean, that's the best part of music. And I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but maybe that's one thing I've noticed based on the songs you've brought today, that they all seem to be reflective of like very, you know, like consequential or significant periods in your life. And I feel like, even if their songs are like a collection of music that doesn't necessarily have one thing in common, when you line them all up in a row,
yeah.
I feel like what makes music so memorable, so powerful, so lovable is how they're able to soundtrack like moments of life.
And I feel like that, like if I didn't get that across earlier, that's kind of what I meant is for me, what ties together all my selection of songs is just it either has to have a story behind it or I can tell that there's like a story within it, if that makes sense. And yeah.
And do you look for yourself like in the lyrics of a song? Like, do you look for things you can like grab onto and be like, oh, this is my experience?
For sure. If even if it's just like a really pretty sentence where I'm like, this is the most gorgeous lyric.
Yeah.
Like in Simulation Swarm, Adrian Lanker sings fettered in the magnet sun, which is just like, it means fettered means like trapped in the magnet sun.
Wow.
I'm like, I love that. I love to be trapped in the magnet sun. and just this like, I have everything I've wanted. Like, yep, that's me. I do.
That is you.
I love.
You know? Love. Yeah, I get it.
So yeah, I definitely look for myself in songs or even just sentences where I'm like, I think that is the most beautiful thing that someone has ever said.
Yeah, because you know? Like what I was saying about like Phoebe, because I feel like I didn't really fully, I mean, I got the appeal, but at least it didn't appeal to me as much as I would like.
Yeah.
But her song, I guess like with Boy Genius, Emily, I'm Sorry.
Mm.
And she has a lyric where it's like, I don't know who I am, but I know what I want. I'm like, oh.
Okay.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
Let me pull up. That makes sense to me. Like, I can identify with that. So, yeah, I definitely get the appeal of lyrics. And thank you for bringing some more of that appeal today.
Of course. Of course.
Unfortunately, I think we're only going to have time for one more
song.
That
is A-okay.
So I think I'll let you choose because there were some that we wanted to get to
but may not
be able to.
I think we should go with Fallen Fruit by Lord.
Okay.
Off of Solar Power, just because it's Solar Power season for me.
The album sun is coming out.
It is indeed. This album came out at the end of the summer of 2021, which was an odd choice. Well, I guess Lord is from Australia.
But
New
still,
Zealand.
She should know her.
She should cater
her
to
listener
the,
base.
The other hemisphere.
Yeah.
But no, this album in general, one of my favorite things about my summer last summer was I got very close with my friend Allison. Her and I kind of just, we were chilling all the time. We were hiking. We were going on hikes playing this album, Solar Power. Playing Adrian Lanker's album, all this stuff. And I feel like we really did bond over last summer, and it's what, she was the bestie for sure. And I know she would want to hear this song, and her and I kind of labeled this spring into early summer as the Solar Power season.
I love that.
And since we're in Solar Power season, I figure why not play Fallen Fruit? This is one of my favorite off the album. Upon first listen, this was definitely one that stood out to me. It's actually about like climate change. Which is kind of devastating, but one of the lyrics is from the Nissan to the Phantom to the plane, and the way she delivers it, that's what really hit me first time. I was like, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
I don't really know what it means. Maybe it's her like progression as an artist from the Nissan to like the Rolls Royce Phantom to the Jet.
I think
Jet.
So, because she talks a little bit about her like ascent to fame in the album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is just about like loving the earth, but loving something that you know is going to die.
Yeah.
Which is so dark, but at the same time, I'm like, she made a point in a really beautiful way.
Yeah.
And again, the whole album is just kind of happy sun times, except for, I think, this climate change shout out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, why don't we listen to that?
Let's
listen to it. Solar Power Season.
Okay. Any parting thoughts? Because we'll close out with this.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for having me. This has
been
so delightful.
Thank you for coming on. I'm glad you came. This has been great getting to learn a little bit more about you and your music taste.
Of course.
Thank
you,
everyone. Yeah, thank you for listening. I hope if you're in Vancouver, you're enjoying the sunny weather. I hope wherever you're listening, you're enjoying Solar Power Season, as Molly coined.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Fallen Fruit by Lord from Solar Power.
Thank you,
this
Daniel.
This has been Songs with Friends, Songs with Molly, CITR 101.9 FM. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
To the ones who came before us, all the golden ones who were lifted on a wing, we had no idea the dreams we had were far too